some rain. Thanks to some leftover moisture from Henriette.
Henriette helping us out here in Tucson. Dawn is joining us with Movie Night Traffic Light. Good morning, Dawn.
Hi, good morning, guys. Hi. I'm really happy it's Friday, too.
Yeah,
it did seem like it was going to be a long week, but this is good. This is very good.
So the movies this
weekend. Well, the first one is Shoot 'Em Up, and I've got to tell you, it's about time they made a movie where its title makes complete sense because it's all about everybody shooting everybody. And it's Clive Owen. It stars Clive Owen, and he's sitting at a bus stop one night.
That's
he's always in the dark movies, but he's sitting at a bus stop one night, and a pregnant lady walks by, and she's in a hospital gown, and she's being chased with guys with guns that are trying to kill her. So he steps in, kills a bad guy, delivers the baby. Somehow she gets shot, too, and she's dead, so now he's got this baby. Well, Paul Giamatti is the guy that's leading the effort to kill the baby. Well, here's a clip of him giving his assassin guys a little pep talk.
That's where Cagney lets the good guy live. And if that happens in this show, I'm gonna do a lot more than ask for my money back. Let's kill this mother. Go.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. Paul Giamatti being mean? I'm not sure how I feel about that.
It's really different for him. And, you know, Clive has really no idea what's going on, so he's got to figure that out, but he's going to do whatever it takes to protect the baby in the meantime. And Paul, seriously, is going to do whatever it takes to kill the baby. Now, this movie
That's not very nice.
Yeah.
This movie is seriously
intense. It's kind of like, you know, when I'm watching this movie, it's like I'm watching a movie that was made by Quentin Tarantino, and it stars MacGyver on speed. It's really bizarre. It's dark.
Excellent description.
I know. That's what it feels like, though. It's dark. It's brutal, but it does have some clever moments. It does come up with some new ways to kill people, and it does come up with some ways to get yourself out of really bad situations that you haven't seen before, which is the MacGyver part. It's all like that.
And so does he get out with a paperclip? I always loved how MacGyver could have a paperclip and get out of anything.
Yeah, well, it is kind of like that. It all involves guns, though.
You need bubble gum as well.
Okay, there's a lot of string, and there's guns, and it's kind of like that. It's very strange, but you know, it is also, though, very, very, very unbelievable, especially the baby part. Brand new newborn baby, Clive grabs the baby, he's jumping off rooftops, he's jumping over cars, he's dodging bullets, and the whole time I'm thinking, oh my God, shaken baby syndrome. But all of that aside, the acting is really good. And Paul Giamatti, after this movie, I really, really have no idea how he's going to play Santa Claus in the Fred Claus movie that's coming out later in this year.
Oh, that's the new one with Vince Vaughn.
He's going from super scary guy to Santa Claus, so I don't know how that's going to work. And of course, Clive Owen is very good, and he does have this really strange obsession with carrots in this movie, though. Comes in handy a couple times, though. It's very strange. The movie's very strange. And even though it is very, very brutal, and no kid of any age should go see this movie, it does have some moments. So on our Movie Night Traffic Light, I'm going to write Shoot 'Em Up a yellow.
All right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if you're up for really intense and strange.
Babies are resilient, though. I mean, you can hop around and still be fine.
Jump buildings, tall buildings.
Sure, a newborn can do anything.
Yeah, they're just limber. You know, they're limber.
They're limber.
They're limber.
It's true. It's true.
Their necks are like jello.
Yeah. Jelly. Yeah. Well, that's the problem. Yeah. I mean, it's really interesting, though, if you are up for that kind of thing. Okay. The next movie is 310 to Yuma.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And this is actually a remake of a movie from 50 years ago. And it's a Western. And it stars Christian Bale. And he's just your normal kind of rancher guy who wants to make sure that his family's fed and that they're okay.
Now, was that filmed anywhere in Arizona?
I believe somewhere? Some of it was. It takes place. It's set right outside of Bisbee.
Oh, cool.
So,
really? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's my hometown.
Oh, well, I don't think you're going to recognize it in this movie because it takes place a long time ago.
Throw that in there.
But, you know, it also stars Russell Crowe, and he is the bad guy who robs wagon trains and kills people. And those two paths cross when Russell actually gets caught, and Christian can make some extra money by trying to get Russell on the train, the 310 to Yuma, that's going to take him to the prison. Well, the problem is, though, Russell's gang is free, and they're going to do anything to make sure that they get Russell out of the situation. Uh-huh. So it really comes down to who's the quickest draw and who's the most cunning.
Does he have his Australian accent in this movie?
No.
It's
very, very Westernish.
Oh, okay,
yeah, it's very Westernish.
Good. It's a little more believable then.
Yeah, it is. It is, actually. And I kind of, though, thought that this movie was a bit of a risk, though, because all the modern day movies have all the special effects. This doesn't have anything like that. And it is a Western. And it's not a story about something we know. It's not like Jesse James or anything. It's just a very simple story. But what makes it work? the acting. Mm-hmm. It's really, really good. I mean, mm. Russell Crowe, I totally bought as the money-hungry, you know, killing guy that has moments of compassion. And Christian Bale, I didn't even recognize him at first. He's so scruffy in this.
Uh-huh.
And Russell Crowe's sidekick bad guy, his name is Ben Foster. And I don't know what that guy's like in real life, but there's no way I'd want to piss him off. This guy is super, super intense.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I love them as actors. So that's really good news that the movie turned out wonderful.
Yeah, it did. And all that great acting, though, it convinced me I'm so glad I don't live back in those days. It was hard. And it also convinced me, though, that the movie is really, really good. So on our Movie Night Traffic Light, I am going to rate 3:10 to Yuma. This one is a green.
All right, great one to check out this weekend.
It is rated R, though.
Now, do you remember what you gave? I just saw Live Free or Die Hard in the cheap theater not so long ago. And what do you remember what you gave that?
Yeah, Green Light.
Yes. Yeah. I thought that was a great movie.
It was. I actually like that Die Hard movie better than any of the others.
I do too. Mm-hmm. It was a really good movie. It's playing at the cheap theater too.
All right, great.
So, good so place go check to that out one too.
Take someone on a date. I'm just kidding.
Take him to the that's Blake's recommendation. Take him to the cheap theater.
And then
theater.
Grab a coupon and go over to McDonald's afterwards.
Two for ones. That's what we're talking about.
Is there any movies in theaters for families or kids that are still out there? Do you know?
Yeah, there's still a few out there. You know, there's of course the which one was the documentary that was done recently about
the polar bear.
Yeah, I mean that's
An
good
Inconvenient
for
Truth.
Yeah,
for the kids.
Almost. We got another one of those
Sicko.
Coming. You know, the 11th hour.
We're gonna go see the premiere on Monday.
So that one's coming out pretty soon too. So there's a lot of, you know, if the kids want to go see polar bears, and there are a few scary parts in that though for little kids.
In fact, we have a 4-pack of passes to give away to the 11th hour. The premiere is on Monday. It's at 7:00. It's at Elkhorn Mall. And if you would like to go, be caller number 9 right now at 880-9292. And Dawn, what's on tap? Are you reviewing the 11th hour next week?
Yeah, I'm not sure if that one's going to be one, but for sure I'm going to talk about The Brave One, which stars Jodie Foster.
She's kidding. There's Oscar buzz around her performance.
There is a lot of buzz around it. Really? It looks really good. Uh-huh.
She always does those type of roles, though.
Yeah, you know what
it's
she does, though?
Movie for Jodie Foster.
Nowadays, though, she only picks at most one movie a year to do. She's very selective, and she wants to be really, really good at it. So,
interesting.
She was in The Inside Man last.
I like Jodie Foster.
Yeah, I do too. I can't wait to see that one.
All right, Dawn, thank you so much for joining
us.
MovieNightTrafficLight.com. You can link there through our website, 929themountain.com. You can see MovieNightTrafficLight.com. Our Movie Light Track Light at 12:30 on the WB.
Yeah, the CW, actually.
The CW.
Yeah, this channel Saturday. 8 or 58 every Saturday afternoon.
All right, doing our passes for the 11th hour right now. And coming up in just a couple of songs, we'll do some Studio C passes for Rodrigo y Gabriela.